Have you seen Dad's will?
Yeah.
Have you noticed I'm not in it?
Well, of course not. You didn't exactly have a relationship with him.
Okay, so there was that time I needed some money and took his precious painting and sold it for $100.
It was worth $1 million.
Who would have guessed a few brushstrokes on canvas would be worth so much?
You shouldn't have taken it in the first place.
Well, it doesn't really matter now that Dad has his painting back.
What?
Yeah. Someone paid $1 million to buy that painting and then they gave it to Dad.
You're kidding.
Nope. So Dad should be happy. I still don't understand why I'm not in his will.
Have you ever asked him to forgive you?
What for? He got his painting back.
You're right. The debt is paid. But to heal your relationship with Dad, you need to ask his forgiveness.
All of us are guilty of sinning against God. But Jesus paid the price for our sins through his sacrificial death. To have a relationship with God, have you asked for his forgiveness?
A reminder brought to you by Fortress Church. Feel free to check us out on the web at fortresschurch.org. Well, Chrissy doesn't know how much more she can take. 2 years ago, her marriage fell apart simply because her ex no longer wanted to be committed. Her bills were piling up and her job was on the verge of being eliminated. Her daughter needed help with her college tuition, and now she gets a report from the doctor that is not good news. The enemy has been putting thoughts in her head to throw her into discouragement and depression. But she believes in a big God. She makes a decision to put everything in the hands of the Lord. She cries out to God and begins to experience his peace like she has never felt before. She knows that in everything, God has the final word. So fast forward 2 years after that, and she is just fine. Her health is just fine. It was just a false alarm. Her daughter got a scholarship for college, and at work she was given a raise. And well, the thing about the divorce, yeah, although she is divorced, she is experiencing a new, fresh start in life. Indeed, God always has the final word.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that you made the choice to join us today. Amen. Well, you know, sometimes we find ourselves, or maybe we should say the world, we find the world that we live in a hectic pace. Maybe we find the world we live in a little bit in a panic mode. Yeah, can't find the toilet paper at HEB. Maybe we find people just giving up and losing hope and people going a little bit crazy, or in some cases a lot crazy. You know what I'm talking about. The times that we're living in here. And you know, some people go overboard. But praise God that God always has the final word. That's what we're going to be talking about here today. On today's edition of Rising Higher, the final word. You know, it always belongs to God. People may get bent out of shape. People may get discouraged about where's God and all this that's happening with COVID-19 and the coronavirus. But I just happen to believe that God has the final word. I ran across something a little bit funny. Harvard Medical School reversed its stand once again. See, for over 50 years, they've been doing a study on how salt is related to hypertension. In 1950, they stated this: salt causes hypertension. In the 1960s, they said salt does not cause hypertension. In the 1970s, they said salt does result in hypertension. Just flip-flopping, okay? 1980s, they said salt relieves hypertension. In 1988, the AMA journal evaluates 114 separate studies and concludes that salt does not affect hypertension either way. Back and forth and back and forth. And I chuckle at that because can't they make up their mind? Does or does not salt have an effect on hypertension? Well, I use that as an example that God doesn't flip-flop. God doesn't change his mind. And in the case of whatever you're dealing with today, God has the final word. I want to go to Luke chapter 7, and we're going to study a story, love this story, about how Jesus was back then in the miracle-working business as he still is today. Do I hear an amen? All right. Luke chapter 7, let's read this story, beginning with verse number 1. When Jesus had finished saying all this in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. There, a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The centurion heard of Jesus and sent some elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and heal his servant. When they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. "This man deserves to have you do this, because he loves our nation and has built our synagogue." So Jesus went with them. He was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority, with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes. I tell that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it." Verse 9, when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him. And turning the crowd to follow him, he said, "I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel." Then the men who had been sent to return to the house and found the servant well. Oh, healing took place. See, all Jesus needed to do was speak the word. Today, I want to talk about this theme. God always has the final word. One thing that sticks out to me here in this story is we see that Jesus, Scripture is very clear to state that Jesus was amazed at this centurion. Because the centurion said, "Lord, I don't even deserve to have you come over to my house to lay hands on my servant who is dying. Just say the word." This centurion knew the power of the word of the Lord. And at this, Jesus, Scripture says, was amazed at him. Why was Jesus amazed? He said, "And I tell you, I have not found such great faith, even in Israel." Wouldn't it be cool if Jesus were to say, in referencing you in your life, "I'm amazed. Wow. I'm amazed." Why? Because of your faith. Can we have that kind of faith that even amazes the Son of God? Now, I have to admit I have many weaknesses. My list of weaknesses is pretty long, but one of those weaknesses I have is a bad sense of direction. And part of the problem is because when I turn on my maps on my cell phone, I just sometimes find it a little difficult having a woman tell me where to go. No, I'm joking, okay? sometimes we need a little help. We need some help, you know, take a ride here, turn here. And, we just need a little help. But when it comes to our spiritual life, I am convinced we always need some help. And the help that we need to hear from, the voice that we need to hear from is not Alexa. It's not Siri, but the voice we need to learn from in the journey called life and our spiritual journey is the Lord God Almighty. Because I've got to say, he should always have the final word. In this journey called life, it's not always easy for any of us to listen to the voice of God because we know where we are going. At least we think we do. By nature, we tend to think that we know what is best. We tend to know which way to go, what turns to make, and what decisions have to be made. But I'm here to tell you today, can we let God have the final word? I want to walk through a few principles that I've learned about this particular topic, that God always has the final word. Here's principle number one. The good news is God always has the final word. That's the good news. God always has a final word. When you trust God with the final word, you will experience the great blessings. So when we read the story here in Luke chapter 7, the story of the centurion who had such great faith, I'm amazed at his faith, that here is the Son of God, and he was on his way to his house to lay hands on the ill servant, and the centurion says, Jesus, you really don't need to have to come. All you need to do is speak the words. So I'm amazed, just like Jesus was, at the faith of this centurion man. Just say the word. And then he refers to the Lord Jesus as Lord. Many people say that Jesus is their Lord, but in reality, he's really not their Lord. But the centurion was willing to call Jesus Lord, but he put his words into action by saying, all you need to say, Lord, is the word, and my servant will be healed. By the way, the Greek word here, Lord, is kurios, which it means it's a title of honor and expressive of respect and reverence. The Jews used it to refer to the Messiah. The Romans also used this term as toward their governmental leaders, such as a sovereign prince or Roman emperor himself. In other words, it was a title used of one who would always have absolute power and authority. There isn't a more fitting title to be applied to Jesus than the one chosen by this centurion, since Jesus is the Master. Being the divine Messiah, Christ, he is a sovereign king, and he possesses absolute power and authority. Today, I believe we must follow this centurion's example and have a deep reverence for Jesus. We all need to be mindful of his greatness, of his majesty. We need to have this centurion's awareness of the Lord's supreme splendor and dignity of the King of Kings. But we ought never to allow our recognition of his glory to keep us from coming into his presence. Though sometimes we may feel unworthy, I believe we must always welcome the presence of the Lord right where we are at and approach his royal throne. A great example of what I'm talking about is so many of us are at home worshiping the Lord. We're not able, because of social responsibility and doing our part across this world, we're not able to go to church. And churches are making the decision to go online. I love that, because we are being socially responsible. But here's the good news. Your home can be a place of worship. Your home can be a place where you welcome in the presence of God. And the centurion knew exactly well that he didn't necessarily have to go to the Lord. He said, Lord, all you got to do is speak the words. So if the word is coming from a microphone inside of a church, it's the word of God. If the word is coming across the volume speakers in our computer as having church online, then it's the word of the Lord. And that is enough to save us. So today I want to remind you, the centurion, he had a need, a great need. What was his need? His servant was dying. So where did the centurion go to when he needed, had something in need? He went to the Lord God Almighty. He went to the Lord God Almighty. Did he actually go to the church? No. And of course, miracles happen in church, but I'm saying miracles happen outside the church as well. Did he go to confess to a priest? No, he didn't do that. He went to the Lord Jesus Christ, because Jesus is the Son of God. And he had a feeling that Jesus always has the final word. And indeed, Jesus does have the final word. The centurion had great faith, and it amazed Jesus. Why? Because the centurion gave Jesus the final word. And because of that, a miracle took place. You see, today, many of us cheat ourselves out of miracles because we fail to give Jesus the final word. Chrissy didn't know how much she could take. It happened a few years ago. Her marriage fell apart because her ex no longer wanted to be in a committed relationship. Chrissy's bills were piling up, and her job was on the verge of being eliminated. Her daughter needed help with college tuition, and now she gets a report from the doctor that is not good news. But her faith was building strong even through all the things that she was dealing with. You see, the enemy had been putting thoughts in her head to throw her into discouragement and depression. But she believes in a big God. So what does she do? She makes a decision to put everything in the hands of the Lord God Almighty. So what did she do? She cried out to the Lord and began to experience His presence right there in her home. And she felt the presence of God like never before. She knows that in everything God would have the final word. And indeed, that's what happened. Because if you fast forward 2 years later, she is just fine. Her health was a false alarm. Her daughter got a scholarship for college. She even got a raise in her job. And although she did get a divorce, she's experiencing a new, fresh start in life. Indeed, she believed it, and it truly happened. God had the final word. Thank you for tuning in. I want to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back because there's so many great lessons we can learn from this story here in the book of Luke. Stories of how we can trust God because He indeed always has the final word. I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. What you're listening to is Rising Higher. And Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church. And we're located in the northwest part of San Antonio. Now, that's where our physical location is. But lately, we've been located all across the internet because, like many churches, we have not closed down. We have not canceled our worship services. We've simply taken our worship services online. So feel free to join us every Sunday at 9:15 and 11 o'clock at fortresschurch.online. It's easy to remember, fortresschurch.online. I want to thank you for tuning in today to Rising Higher. Today's a great day where we can just worship the Lord. And just like we don't always have to worship the Lord in a physical church building, we don't have to limit our worship to just a Sunday morning. We can worship the Lord any day, every day, right? Even on a Thursday afternoon. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. Once again, my name is Randy, and feel free to check us out on the web at Fortress Church. That's fortresschurch.org. In fact, I want to tell you that we've got some great Bible studies starting next week. We've got a whole lot of great Bible studies, about 30 or so, and many of them are geared to men, some are geared to women, some are geared for marriages, and got some great Bible studies, and they are online. That's right. Many of our Connect group leaders are actually using Zoom so that wherever you are at, you can just pull up your computer and join us online and learn and grow in your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great opportunity that we have. You know, sometimes people don't recognize the opportunities that actually stare us right before us. But right now, great opportunities for getting closer to the Lord, learning more about His Word. Check out those groups that I'm talking about at fortresschurch.org/groups, fortresschurch.org/groups. And then just click on Find a Group, and you'll get some details on all of that. All right, maybe you can join us because for those of us spending more time at home, can't go out to eat, can't go to the bowling alley or the movie theaters, let's spend some time with God. How about that? That is a fantastic idea. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher.
Hey, guys, this is Duncan from the Newsboys, and I have great news. There is a way to break free of drug addiction, no matter how hopeless things might seem.
Hi, I'm Patrick. I had a friend call me and ask me for a half ounce of methamphetamine. As soon as we got to the end of the parking lot, the drug task force surrounded us. The guy who was driving took off in the car. We crashed the car, and I was brought to jail. I came from jail to Teen Challenge. I'm learning how to live a godly lifestyle, a normal lifestyle. I've never actually had a relationship with Jesus until I came into Teen Challenge. It's like I'm alive for the first time.
For more than 50 years, Teen Challenge has been helping both teens and adults find a life of freedom.
We are blessed to have both a men's Teen Challenge Center in San Antonio as well as a women's Teen Challenge Center. Here's a number to call, 210-624-2075. And do you know of a teenage boy who needs help with his addiction? We also have a boys' adolescent center located in Bastrop, Texas. New Hope Christian Academy can be reached by calling 512-521-3655. Adult and Teen Challenge. Check us out on the web at tctexas.org. Also, I encourage you to do what my wife and I do. We sponsor a Teen Challenge student. You see, sponsorship includes a personal profile about your student, a photo of your student, and an invitation to your student's graduation. When you become a monthly sponsor for only $35 a month, you can help change a life. Here's a number to call to become a sponsor, 1-866-913-4181. That's 1-866-913-4181, or log on to tctexas.org.
Hi, this is Carmen, and if your spirit needs to be lifted, then you've come to the right place, because you're listening to Rising Higher with Randy Garcia.
Today, we're looking at this great story found in Luke chapter 7, learning some lessons, and the primary lesson we're learning is this. God always has the final word, okay? So can I give you some good news and bad news? In fact, I gave you the good news already a few minutes ago. The good news is this. God always has the final word. The bad news is this. God always has the final word. What? Is that the same thing? Yeah, for those who are following Christ and living for Him, that's good news. For those who are not following Christ and living a life of sin, God has the final word, and for them, it could be bad news. See, when you disobey God's word, God has the final word, and sometimes it comes with consequences. See, at one point, we looked at the good news. Now we're going to trust God with even the bad news? Yeah, because if we're not living right, it could be bad news. Let me give an example of what I'm talking about. If you go to Acts chapter 5, there was a couple, man and wife, who experienced the bad news that Jesus always has the final word. Let's read about it. Acts chapter 5, verse 1, it says, "Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property. With his wife's full knowledge, he kept back part of the money for himself, but he brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Then Peter said to Ananias, 'How is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit and have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land? Didn't it belong to you before it was sold? And after it was sold, wasn't the money at your disposal? What made you think of doing such a thing? You have not lied to men, but to God.' When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. And great fear seized all those who heard what had happened. Then the young men came forward, wrapped up his body, and carried him out and buried him. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, and Peter asked her, 'Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?' 'Yes,' she said, 'that is the price.'" She's lying through her teeth. Okay, that's my commentary. Verse 9, Peter said to her, "How could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also." At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Great fear seized the whole church and all who heard these events. You see, what happened here is this couple had some valuable real estate, which they had sold, but their offering was tainted by deception. Ananias and Sapphira wanted to be acknowledged as spiritual people. George MacDonald wrote this, "Half the misery in the world comes from trying to look instead of trying to be what one is not." On the surface, this incident is about giving. But really, it's mainly about pride and hypocrisy. We need to examine our motives when it comes to giving. Today, we're looking at this theme, the final word. God always has a final word. Part one of the problem was that they kept the money that was promised to God. But perhaps part two of the problem was just as bad. They lied about it. They told the church that they gave everything they got for the land and said that they gave it all. They were lying. This is an example of what sin will do in a person's life. When people are involved in sin, in order to cover it up, they oftentimes get involved in another sin and another sin, like lying. Sin always compounds other sins. You may be able to fool people, but you will never be able to fool God. And because of this, Ananias and Sapphira were struck dead. It is my personal belief that if they would have just been honest about things, they would have lived. Many of us get ourselves into deeper trouble when we are not straightforward about our spiritual lives. If you don't have a daily time with the Lord, then don't say that you have an intimate relationship with the Lord. If you're not tithing, then don't say that you're totally committed to the Lord, because you're not. If you have issues that you're dealing with, anger, pride, codependency, unforgiveness, then don't tell people that you are a spiritual giant, because you're not. If you have trouble allowing God to be on the throne of your life, you're making decisions for you, just admit it. Don't give the impression that you have it all together, because none of us do. Once again, when the Lord truly becomes Lord of our lives, the blessings will flow, because God always has the final word. But if you choose to disobey principles from God's word, you're going to have to face the consequences. Once again, as I said, the good news is God always has the final word. The bad news is God always has the final word. See, there are choices that you and I make in life, and we've got to make the right ones. And today, I want to encourage you to make the right choices in life, because God always has a final word. And for those of you that are being challenged by things in your life, maybe you're one of those that has lost your job because of COVID-19 and all the cutbacks that so many businesses are making. And we want to pray for you. If you need prayer, give me an email. Shoot me an email. I think that's the way you say it. randy@fortresschurch.org. I'd love to pray for you, because God has the final word. I believe it. I've experienced it. I hope that you can as well. Do you believe that no matter what you're having to deal with today, God has the final word? Let's believe that. Let's say more than just, hey, I'm a Christian, but let's put our faith into action. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher, because of time, I have to come to a close. Be blessed and join us tomorrow as we continue to talk about this. God always has the final word.